USA Radio News with Mike Forgione.
More people now getting vaccinated, but there's still some reluctance to ditch our masks. While some didn't want to wear masks in the first place, now others aren't ready to take them off. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying Friday he's not surprised.
It's understandable when you're used to a certain type of behavior, and then when the science says that you can actually turn around that, as we've said with the recent CDC guidelines, that when people have been following a certain trend for a considerable period of time, that it may take time for them to adjust.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky agrees no one should feel shame for keeping their masks on despite being fully vaccinated. The White House and Republicans closer but still far apart on an infrastructure plan. President Biden Friday lowering the cost of his plan to under $2 trillion, but that's still $1 trillion more than the GOP plan. The White House calls this an attempt to seek common ground, but Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito says vast differences remain. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Violence continues in the Middle East despite a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Israeli security forces firing stun grenades and rubber bullets at Palestinians in Jerusalem outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque Friday. Israeli police say officers were responding to having rocks thrown at them by Palestinians. No deaths reported, but about 20 people hurt. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Biden making it clear where he stands.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all.
Biden also says he'll continue practicing quiet, relentless diplomacy to ensure both sides enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy. A child killed in a road rage shooting happening Friday morning in California's Orange County in the 55 freeway. Highway Patrol says a 6-year-old boy was in his booster seat when a shot was fired from someone in another car. No details released on the incident leading to the shooting. Alabama lifts a ban on yoga. The governor this week signing a bill allowing yoga to be taught in public schools. Yoga banned in Alabama schools since 1993. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of a woman killed in the Capitol riot wants answers regarding her death. Here's Tim Berg.
The attorney representing the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to sue the agency for more than $10 million and has already put officials on notice, demanding accountability for the slain Air Force veteran. Attorney Terrell Roberts is taking issue with members of Congress who oversee the Capitol Police but have not demanded transparency when it comes to the January 6th shooting. Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona demanded to know who, quote, executed, close quote, Babbitt during a hearing earlier this month with former Trump administration officials probing the events of January 6th. Jeffrey Rosen, former acting attorney general of the Justice Department, declined to answer the congressman's question, including identifying the police officer who shot and killed Babbitt. Federal prosecutors clearing the officer who killed Babbitt from any criminal wrongdoing in the shooting last month. They reasoned the officer acted in self-defense, and they did not identify the officer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More video out on what Louisiana State Police call a tragic event. The LSP Friday releasing 9 videos of the arrest of a black man, Ronald Green, in 2019. Video released earlier this week shows white state troopers tasing the 49-year-old, dragging him face first, choking him, and leaving him unattended for 9 minutes after a high-speed chase. Green later died. The FBI investigating. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.